in a private school in London. They are debuting the UK's first teacherless classroom using artificial intelligence. Teaching with AI-powered adaptive learning, providing each student with a completely personalized learning experience. Are we going to have robot tutors next? As a matter of fact, they've made several different robot companies have made a lot of advances. And of course, they have given a body to the artificial intelligence. One of those companies is Neo, and it has a household robot. And they've given this thing extensive testing. 2 days. 2 days of living with people in a house. That's the kind of testing that we're going to get with warp speed vaccines and all the rest of this stuff. Because, you know, the motto of Silicon Valley is go fast and break things. And here's their little propaganda speech. See how many issues you can find in this household robot, Neo.
In a first-ever experiment, 1X's Neo humanoid spent 2 days living with a human, revealing a series of unexpected results. This is partly because Neo demonstrated several intelligent abilities that shocked observers, but just how smart is it already? To start, Neo demonstrates a wide array of capabilities while doing chores around the house. From making a cup of coffee to assisting with cooking, Neo executed various real-world tasks that require both dexterity and planning. On top of this, Neo can also fetch ingredients, hand over utensils, and even engage in simple conversations, including telling jokes. But Neo's accelerating ability to learn and adapt to its environment on the fly is what really raises eyebrows. This is because by living among humans, Neo constantly gathers data from anyone and anything around it to grow its hive mind intelligence. These are the minds of robots around the world.
Oh, it just dropped an egg.
Together via a distributed swarm brain. This will allow them to manufacture themselves and spawn into self-organizing groups of robots.
Oh, that's nice.
And respond to the needs of humans more effectively, on a person-by-person basis. And as for autonomy, Neo uses a combination of AI models to learn and gradually increase its autonomous functionality over time. On top of this, Neo can also be teleoperated to help expedite its learning process by imitation. Importantly, this approach allows for continuous improvement and over-the-air updates to the robot so that the same hardware can become increasingly useful over time. And concerning safety, firstly, the robot uses only low kinetic energy by design in order to minimize the risk of it accidentally injuring humans. Moreover, Neo is programmed to recognize and avoid dangerous situations, respect physical boundaries, and self-recover from potential failures. Furthermore, Neo prevents bad actors from gaining control of it and going rogue inside of your home.
Weren't we told all this about the government?
Privacy concerns are addressed through user-controlled settings, with owners specifying which areas or objects Neo can interact with and what information it can access. This level of customization prevents the robot from recording, accessing, downloading, reporting, augmenting, or withholding data that it shouldn't. And in recognizing the high-stakes nature of giving these robots access to your home while you sleep, 1X has implemented security measures and conducted extensive testing to ensure Neo remains safe from cyber threats and state actors. This focus on cybersecurity is intended to prevent swarms of robots from suddenly being hijacked and going rogue en masse. Furthermore, 1X is offering 24-hour support for its robots for the quickest resolution of any control issues that may arise around the robot and its operations or access. And when it comes to Neo's expected price per unit, 1X will likely institute some kind of leasing strategy. This would involve users first paying a few $1,000s up front as a kind of safety deposit to take delivery of the robot. Then they'd continue to pay monthly subscription fees for the robot's ongoing intelligence. On top of this,
you'll own nothing.
Services like giving your robot the ability to download knowledge from other robots, upgrading your robot's security software, and more value-added extras.
Yeah, would you like to have that extra module loop there so the robot doesn't drop eggs on the floor or the counter? You know, that's going to cost you a little bit more. You know, it's just like the heated seats that you can rent from BMW and that type of thing. Yeah, you'll own nothing. You just give them several $1,000s as your entry fee in it, and then you can pay them every month forever. And it's great because these things are always learning. And they're always sharing what they learned. Where did we hear that before? We heard that about the self-driving cars. They're going to be so much better drivers than humans because, you know, they're all learning from each other's experience. It's a hive mind. They're all connected. And so when one of them encounters difficulty at an intersection and doesn't know how to get across that four-way stop or whatever, it figures it out, it passes it on to all the rest of them. No, that isn't the way it worked. They all collected at one intersection, just stopped, clogged everything, many other failure modes that they've done. So, when you start hearing terms like spawn and swarm and it's going to be sharing information and also it's going to sharing information about its experience or sharing information about the family. It reminds me very much. I can see a point at which, not too far in the future where you've got another law type candidate. You know what? Everybody needs to have their own personal robot. You know, we just need to have that. Their own personal minder, their own personal snitch, who's going to be watching everything that you do. And of course, as I've said for the longest time, the Third Amendment was to prevent that from happening. You know, the British had put soldiers in homes and said, well, you know, we need to have a place to house them, so you do it. You've got a mandate that you do it. And those soldiers weren't just sitting there on the couch asking for chips and salsa. They were spying on the people that were there. I remember it was only about a decade ago that we had David Petraeus, when he was director of the CIA, said, we're going to have smart refrigerators. And they're going to be able to listen to your conversation. They're going to be able to report stuff to it. He said it. And when we reported it, we were called the conspiracy theorists. It was him who was saying it. And of course, that is true. All of these so-called smart devices, self-monitoring and reporting technology, are all there to spy on you all the time. The robots are really smart. They're super smart. They're constantly monitoring you, constantly reporting you. And when we talk about bad actors hacking into a system like this, that where everything is all connected, you got one central hive mind that they could tap into and reprogram. And isn't it interesting that about the only film, about the only book that hasn't been turned into a film, the only book by Michael Crichton that hasn't been turned into a film, is Robopocalypse, where people did exactly that. They took over the self-driving cars, took over the robots, started using that to create absolute total chaos. It has, a hive mind, an internet of bots, surveillance, profiling, security, a swarm, a hive mind, all of this stuff, very concerning. But I can just imagine that that'll be the next teachers that they have, right? Because if they want to have a teacherless school in London, and this is being touted as some great thing, not having a person that you can talk to, perhaps, is the robot going to be able to do the kind of same kind of gender gaslighting? Will they give it like purple hair or something? You know, I can change my body at any time I want to. You should be able to as well as a human. What are they going to use these robots for? What are the values that it's going to be transmitting? This novel approach of having artificial intelligence, no teachers, encapsulates the very essence of student-centered education. No, the education is not centered on the student. It's centralized control of the education of all the students. It is a kind of hive mind already. Adaptive learning systems also highlight when students begin to struggle and can direct students to additional materials and also act as a virtual tutor. Again, they're talking about just using AI in the classroom. But when you look at what is really on board, where they want to put robots in the factories, robots in the homes, as butlers, as maids, as waiters and waitresses.
Let me tell you, the David Knight Show, you can listen to with your ears. You can even watch it by using your eyes. In fact, if you can hear me, that means you're listening to the David Knight Show right now. Yeah, good job. And you want to know something else? You can find all the links to everywhere to watch or listen to the show at thedavidknightshow.com. That's a website.